to the men, living and dead, who did these things, we dedicate this program,
The Dam Busters,
presented by the author himself, Paul Brickhill, dramatized by Maurice West, an Australasian radio production.
Good evening, this is Paul Brickhill. The story of the Normandy invasion is history, and 617 Squadron was proud to have played their part in it. But there was a bigger task coming up for them, grimmer, and of vital importance to England. For some time, British agents had been reporting strange German activity in the Pas-de-Calais area. Now the reports became more significant.
You see all this stuff, Cochrane? Page after page of intelligence summaries. The Germans are ready to launch their rockets. The warheads and the components are rolling into Calais every day. Yeah, it won't be long before they start blasting London.
I'd have thought the invasion might have slowed them down a bit.
I don't think so. The invasion's only a beachhead as yet. Their lines of communication are still open. We'll have to start doing something about it.
Well, the first of Wallace's tour boys has been delivered. We've had a dozen of them delivered to Woodall Spa.
It's not enough. We'll need more than that. Are the boys ready to use them yet?
As ready as they'll ever be, I think. But, we haven't yet tried them out on an actual target.
No, they're too expensive to waste on secondary objectives. We'll have to wait a little while before we make the first test. But, Cochrane, it can't be too long. Can't be too long.
But you, They have pressure from the top.
That's exactly what I mean. A hell of a lot of pressure, Cocky. And, believe me, rightly so. Churchill is getting reports twice a day, and he's shouting for action. Mm. I've pointed out to him that we must hold our punches until the right moment. But then, you must understand, we can't stall off indefinitely.
Well, there's no need to stall on our account, Bert. 617 is ready whenever you are. Cochrane here.
Cocky, this is Harris.
And what can I do for you?
Listen, Cocky, it's 3 o'clock, isn't it?
That's right.
Can you get 617 in the air by 6 o'clock?
By 6 o'clock? Oh, that's a tall order, Bert, but we'll try. What's the trouble?
Yeah, I'll tell you the trouble, my boy. I've just had a report from Army Intelligence. The Germans are moving a whole Panzer division north from Bordeaux tonight.
How are they coming?
By rail. It's an obvious attempt to strengthen the beachhead defences. And we've got to stop them, if possible.
Oh, have you any suggestions?
Yes, I have, Coquet. They've got to pass through the Somme Tunnel. It's 100 miles inland near the River Loire.
Yes, I know it.
Now then, if we could bust the tunnel, we'd have not only damage to the rails, but we could block all the lines with fallen masonry.
Yeah. That sounds a very good idea. We'll try it.
Yes. Yeah. I think this is the time to try out Wallace's tall boys.
So do I. All right, Bert, we'll get on to it. Have you any idea what time the first detachments leave?
No, we haven't got that, I'm afraid. But we know definitely they're moving out of Bordeaux tonight.
All right, Bert, leave it to us. Hello, Switch. This is Cochrane. I want a most immediate call to Wing Commander Cheshire at Woodall Spa. I'll hold on till you get him.
Cheshire speaking.
Cheshire? This is Cochrane.
Oh, yes, sir.
I've got a job for you. Tonight. I want you to take off not later than 6:00.
Hell, sir, that's short notice.
Yes, I know that, but it's got to be done. You'll be using Wallace's tall boys.
Well, they're going to take quite a time to load. Well, never mind, sir, go on.
A whole division of German armor is moving north from Bordeaux tonight to strengthen the invasion beach defenses. They'll have to pass through the Sommer Tunnel. I want you to try and bomb the tunnel.
Sommer? Oh, that's on the river, isn't it? Well, I don't know it very well, but I've got the stuff on file. All right, sir, we'll do the best we can.
I'm sorry I can't give you a better briefing than this, Cheshire, but it's urgent. Vitally urgent.
All right, sir. You just leave it to us. Hello, I want Chief Ipal. Oh, hello, Chiefy. This is Cheshire. This is urgent, very urgent. I want all 617 aircrew for briefing at 5 o'clock, takeoff time 1800. Yes, yes, I know they're playing cricket, but I want them here just the same. Take all the transport you want and round them up. By the way, make sure that all aircraft are ready for takeoff and loaded with the new tall boys. Yes, that's right, Chiefy. The ones that have just come in. Okay, make it snappy, will you? Well, I'm sorry to spoil the cricket, chaps.
Ah, you didn't spoil anything, Skipper. Shannon made a duck.
Duck, eh? Well, I hope he does better on tonight's job. Your target for tonight is here. It's a railway tunnel. Just at this point where the line swings in towards the river.
Yeah, right.
Now, chaps, the reason for the operation is that a German armored division will be passing over the line tonight. Now, we've got to stop them, or they'll make things unpleasant for the boys on the beachheads.
What height this time, Skipper?
You'll be bombing from 10,000. I'll be marking for you at zero with a mosquito. Now, I want you to understand this, chaps. This is pinpoint stuff.
Pinpoint? That'll be lovely.
Yes, you'll have to come in steady and accurate. And the bombs you'll be using are earthquake bombs.
This is Leader calling all aircraft. I can see the target now. The rails disappear just near the bend of the river. I'll drop one marker just behind the target, then another right on top of it. Bomb on the second marker. Repeat, bomb on the second marker. Over. Captain to crew, hold your hats on, boys. I'm going down. This is leader. Marker's done. Bomb as ordered on the second marker. Repeat. Bomb as ordered on the second marker. Good luck, chaps.
Light, Skipper?
Yes, of course.
Excellent. What's the matter with it? Get some juice. High octane, boy. Get out of it.
Now, all right, chaps, break it up. Now, let's have the details.
Well, Skipper, as far as I can see, all bombs fell in the target area.
Yeah, I'll check that, Skipper. How about you guys? Yeah. Where'd you fall?
Oh, look, another thing worried me, Skipper. Yeah. I couldn't see any bursts. All we got was a red pinpoint flash.
Yeah, Skipper. I noticed that, too.
Well, that's okay, chaps. These things penetrate about 100 feet before they explode. Well, you really wouldn't see very much.
Not much satisfaction in that. I'd like to know what's going on, wouldn't you, Mac?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to wait on Ricky photographs for that. All right, Shannon, that's enough. I'd like you all to go to bed. I'll let you know as soon as I get any reports from headquarters. They should be very, very interesting.
Well, Cheshire, I suppose you've been waiting for these.
Yes, sir. I actually haven't been able to sleep. How did it go?
Take a look for yourself. Mm-hmm. Now, this one shows the position of all the drops.
Yes, I can see.
As you can see, all of them except one were right on the target area.
By Jove, sir, it looks quite a mess, doesn't it?
Wait till you see the rest of them. Now, this one shows the mouth of the tunnel. Two of them fell right in the middle of the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
They are torn out. Here, pass me that slide rule, will you?
Oh, yes. Here you are, sir.
Thanks. I'd say, on a rough calculation, the craters are nearly 100 feet across. That's 200 feet of rail just destroyed. It doesn't take any account of those others, and there's bound to be a lot of buckling and twisting.
Won't Wallace be glad to see this?
Not half as glad as I am. But this one. Now, this one's the daddy of them all.
Uh-huh.
As you see, the tunnel disappears into a hill. Somebody, I wish I knew who it was, I'd give him a medal, dropped his bomb right on top of the hill. Now, this is what it did. It bored straight through about 70 feet of earth and chalk right into the tunnel itself. When it reached the tunnel, it exploded. Sideways and upwards. The walls of the tunnel were blown out, and the whole hill collapsed on top of the tunnel.
As the Yanks would say, that sure is one mighty bomb.
Well, I'd say, Cheshire, that's one of the most startling direct hits of all time.
Needless to say, sir, the division didn't get through.
I very much doubt it.
Well, I'm glad for your sake, sir. I'm glad for Wallace's sake.
I'm glad for England's sake. The rocket sites are on the French coast. And if we don't plaster them as we plastered the Summer Tunnel, London will be a heap of ruins.
Wallace's earthquake bombs, his tall boys, drew their first blood in the Saumur Tunnel, a most important objective. But the tall boys were required now for a new task. Hitler brought it on himself, because on the morning of June the 16th, London was bombarded with a savage new weapon.
Move along, please, Sheriff. Come along, move along. You can't do any good just standing around here.
My baby's in here! My baby!
The rescue squad will be along any minute, Mum. We'll get her out. You'll see now. Don't worry, Mum. Move along. Come on, move along.
Come along with me, lady. The rescue station's just at the end of the road. What would you say to a nice cup of tea, eh?
I didn't hear anything. It wasn't a bomb. It was... Then it happened. They will get my baby out, won't they?
Of course they'll get her out. Of course they will.
Hey, there's another one coming now. Down, everybody, down.
This is the news from the BBC. Today, the Germans launched a new terror weapon against the city of London. This weapon is a guided rocket fired from fixed emplacements on the French coast.
As this broadcast is being made, Cabinet is considering emergency measures to provide for the safety of the population of London.
Hello. Who is it?
This is Base Intelligence, sir. Could you please come over to the ops room right away, sir? It's very urgent, sir.
Oh, well,
How urgent?
Most urgent, sir. Most immediate.
All right. I'll be right over.
Well, what's the trouble?
The secret weapon has started, sir. The landing missiles on London and the invasion ports.
Good God.
Bomber Command don't know how serious it is yet, sir, but they ought to stand by to take off as soon as the weather clears. Just a minute. Give me that phone, will you?
Check that,
old
man.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Checking 327.
Hello, Chiefy? Chiefy, is that you? Oh, good. This is Cheshire. Stand by, all air crew. Load the aircraft with tall boys. I'll see him in the briefing room in, say, half an hour. Good man.
I told him not to take.
No. Tell me the rest of it.
Well, this is your target, sir. This square concrete building, you see. We don't quite know how thick the concrete is, sir, but as far as we can gather from agents over there, the walls and roof are at least 20 feet through.
20 feet through, eh? Now, where is it?
Well, it's near a place I believe is called Watton. Just behind the Port of Calais, you know. I gather, sir, that the rest of Bomber Command is hitting at the mobile sites, but they think that the worst trouble will come from these four blockhouses, you see, sir?
Yes, yes, I can see.
And they think that your tall boys are the only things with the hope of touching them, sir.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to, of course... Oh. Ops room.
This is Cochrane here. Is Cheshire there?
Oh, yes, sir. Right here, sir. I'll put him on. It's for you, Cheshire, the AOC.
Oh, thanks. Now, this is Cheshire, sir.
You've heard the news. We've got to knock these things out somehow. And we'll have to keep trying until we do. Whitehall is all set for the evacuation of London. We don't know yet whether these things could wreck the invasion. You'll have to work hard.
We will, sir. I'm going over now to get the boys briefed. We'll take off as soon as the weather clears. Well, that's the news, chaps. And it's just about as bad as it can be. From here on, it's up to us. When you leave here, I want you to go down to the flights and wait until the weather clears.
What's the weather like, Skipper?
Lousy, Davy. There's a sheet of stratus cloud at 2,000 feet for miles over the Pas de Calais. There's not a hope of bombing through it. We'll just have to wait. Oh, there's another thing. These sites will be heavily protected by flak, so if you can't get a direct hit, at least get a near miss. With these bombs, there's a transmitted shock which could shake these structures like an earthquake. All right, chaps. Now, let's get down to details.
Here is another bulletin from London. More German rockets have fallen on London. In the East End, three entire blocks have been demolished, and rescue squads are working frantically among the wounded and the dying. The port of Dover also has been hit, and there is every indication that the intensity of these attacks will continue for some time.
All right, here,
bring
the
petrol up here, will you?
No, that's bad, Mac. Yeah, baby, I'll say it's bad. We just have to sit here waiting for that blast of weather to clear. Ah, look who's coming. Hello, Skipper.
Hello, boys.
Any news, Skipper?
No, the weather's still bad. Doesn't look like clearing for some time. Look here, chaps, there's no point standing around here any longer. Get back to the mess and warm yourselves up a bit.
Right, yes.
But stand by. For God's sake, stand by.
We'll be standing by, Skipper. Don't worry, we'll be standing by.
Hey, Skipper. Ah, oh, there you are. We're in trouble.
Trouble? What is it now, Mac?
Well, all the crates have been standing around, bombed up and full of petrol.
Well, I know that, Mac, but we've got to keep them like that.
Ah, but we can't, Skipper. The undercarriage is starting to sink.
Oh, blazes.
Look, Skip, if we could only take the bombs
off... But we
off...
can't. It would take hours to bomb up again. And orders are to be ready for instant takeoff.
Yeah, but we've been standing around now for 3 days, Skipper. Either way, we won't be ready.
All right, Mac, all right. Now let me think a bit. Look here, Mac. Suppose we did it on a rotor system.
Huh?
Suppose we take the bombs off 2 aircraft, 3 at most. Then when the undercarts are relieved, do exactly the same to the others. Well, I think that's about the best that...
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute, will you? Cheshire speaking.
This is ops room, sir. The group are on the line, sir. They're calling time on target.
Good.
Who was it?
Ops room. It's okay, Mac, this is it. Let's get moving.
Captain to crew, we're coming over the Pas de Calais now. There's a heavy ground haze. I'm coming down to 8,000 to search the area. Gunners, do what you can with the flak. Bomb aimer, remember what the target looks like. Square concrete thing I know, Skipper. Okay, down we go.
Volcano. It's just spouting up.
Yes, I can see it now. God help the Jerrys. God help all the poor blighters down there.